This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Over the summer, we spent some time on this show with Milwaukee financier and philanthropist Sheldon Lubar. One of the areas he talked about was the importance of a strong business school in the community, and in this case, it's the one that carries his name. The Sheldon Lubar School of Business at UW-Milwaukee was named for Lubar in 2006, following a gift of $10 million to the school. Since then, the school's offerings have continued to expand. Students at the school can earn a bachelor's, master's, executive MBA, and doctorate degrees. Moreover, the school sees itself as a metropolitan school geared specifically toward issues of a major city. It's been headed since 2009 by Dean Timothy Smunt. Smunt joined us recently on the sixth floor at the University Club of Milwaukee in the latest in a series of interviews that are recorded there. He talked about the role he sees the business school playing in the Milwaukee community.
A business school, especially in a metropolitan area like Milwaukee, is extremely important. In fact, we are the largest business school in Wisconsin. So we have about 4,200 students now. About 3,600 of those are undergraduates, 600 are graduates. Our objective is to obviously train great new talent for business going in the future, whether that's working for large corporations or smaller corporations, or helping our students start their own businesses as they come out of school. We take students from any area of interest. We have six different majors in the undergraduate program. We have a business minor, so many of the students who major in the humanities or sciences or similar will also take our business minor. So we play an integrative role. We work with many of the different schools and colleges on campus on joint degree programs and certificate programs.
One of the things you talked about at the breakfast was the Lubar School, how many connections it has with businesses here in southeastern Wisconsin, and how that's unique. And I have to say that surprised me, because when I think of schools of business, you'd think that's the first thing you'd want to do is connect to businesses, because you're going to be producing people who are going to be working in those businesses. Why do you think that UWM and Lubar School is so forward-thinking on this and has those connections where other schools don't?
Well, I think all business schools will be placing their graduates into businesses. So all business schools have connections to business to some degree. What I found when I started here over 5 years ago as dean is that the school and my predecessors have developed great relationships with the businesses here in town and in Wisconsin in general. I think part of that is the fact that, you know, we are large, so we produce a lot of talent, so that's an important resource for the corporations and other organizations in Wisconsin. But I also think that there's something special about Milwaukee and the types of support and networking that the businesses have and the leaders have here in Milwaukee in terms of connecting with education. They understand that education is extremely important. It's important to their business and important to the economic development of the state as a whole. And we are large. We are a large university. As I said before, we're the largest business school in Wisconsin. So these connections are vital for them to have, you know, a very effective organization and for the state to do well. So I think it comes first from the corporations in terms of that connections, and my predecessors and I understand that we can be distinctive by growing those relationships. It's helpful to our students, and it's helpful to the corporations, and it's helpful to the state.
Are there ways other than placing well-educated graduates into business? Do you have, like, internships? Do you have projects where you're actually working with businesses and that students get graded on whatever they do for that?
We do. In fact, if you take a look at our vision statement as the Lubar School of Business, you'll see that we desire to be the leader in connections to business because we are so good at it already, and we think that we can be distinctive that way and have an important impact that way. So we have a lot of different approaches to making these connections. I would say that I think right now we have over 50% of our undergraduate students that are placed in internships with companies while they are students. And many of these are for over a year. And in many cases, these students who had internships receive full-time job offers after that. We recently just hired a new employee in our career services department within the Lubar School to be dedicated only to internships. That's how important it is to us and to our students. Beyond that, students are working on projects with professors and companies on real-world problems in today's terms. And we have formalized that through the creation of what I would call generally applied research centers. So we have the Supply Chain Management Institute, we have the Center for Technology Innovation, we have the International Business Center as three major centers, and we have a few more. And their role mainly is to connect to corporations with our faculty and with our students and to work on projects that are important to the companies right now, and our students are getting real-world experience working with faculty. And we also have applied research coming out of that with our faculty and the corporations. And not all business schools will do that. It takes time and effort. It takes support of the corporations in order to make that work. So there's a lot going on that connect our students and our faculty to the corporations in ways that many business schools do not have.
We've talked about the practical. What about the more philosophical side? Training people to be good, ethical business people. How do you approach that and tie that all into the practical work?
That's a good question. We actually have another center, which is the M&I Center for Business Ethics. And we approach this in a variety of ways. First, what we do is we have training for our faculty. So they are supported to go to seminars and conferences to learn about incorporating the idea of business ethics into their regular curriculum. We have courses specifically on that issue. And in general, our students know that ethics is part of our values, that it's important to have trust, and you have trust in business relationships when you act ethically. So it is a part of our culture, it is a value of ours, it's part of our curriculum, and we have a center dedicated to that.
Has business education evolved in that way over the time that you've been part of the education community? You know, I tend to think of business education being more the hard-nosed MBA, you know, get out there, get it done. Maybe that I have more of an 80s idea of what that is. And I'm assuming that business education has evolved, and I'm wondering how.
Well, I think business education has evolved, of course. I'm not sure that it's a fair assessment that business education used to be that hard-driving financial results only or first as a top priority. I think we see some headlines, you know, that are negative based upon unethical approaches and decisions made by certain corporate leaders. But those really are rare. You know, they make the headlines, but it's not what business people are about. I mean, the best business people throughout the history are ones who understood that trusting each other and acting ethically really gets you to the best place. And, you know, while making money is a good thing, we are a capitalistic society. We believe that if you work hard, that you get rewarded. We also understand that working together is important. Trusting each other is important. And I think what has evolved over time is that over the generations, we've understood the value of a work-life balance. And our students today, the younger generation especially, insist on that. And perhaps me in an older generation recognizes the value of that. So we make sure that our students have a good balance in their studies. And we make sure they understand that in their jobs that they should have a good balance also. It makes them more productive to have a good balance. So I think if there has been an evolution, it's been an evolution towards integrating personal life and work in the right way, and also interacting and integrating other disciplines with their business skills. So they understand the importance of science and engineering and humanities. And if you take a look at business education, historically, it's been only half business courses. The other half come from other areas.
So liberal arts do play a role.
Oh, yeah. Of course they do. Yeah. And we insist on that. To be accredited by AACSB, which is the top accreditation organization, and we are, you must have that level of liberal arts studies.
As you were talking about how business education has evolved, I was thinking about one of the things that gets put into media a lot, the pitting of the private sector against the public sector, and that somehow government is the enemy of business or business is antagonistic to government. And I wonder how at Lubar you work with, I mean, government is a necessary part of our lives. How do you talk about the intersection of those two things and how they can better work together?
Sure. Well, you know, you're always going to have a question, more or less regulations, and do regulations put constraints on you? And, of course, regulations will put constraints on you, but that's why we have government. We as a people want to have our environment protected. We want to have the right safety net for our citizens. So we recognize that. All business people do. The debates are usually on the margin, in my opinion, even though, again, they make headlines. Mm-hmm. They're really on the margin. All the people that I know who are leaders of business recognize and value regulations. In fact, going beyond just regulations, which are sort of the constraints, most businesses, and I believe that government should play a greater role in the development of business. For example, Milwaukee is a very large manufacturing town in history, and at least in its number of corporations that are headquartered here. And nationally, I believe we still have a very weak national manufacturing policy. I think this is something that needs to be stronger. I think it would be something that would benefit our nation, would certainly benefit Wisconsin and Milwaukee. And I know that there are many corporate leaders who are working on that. So working with government is important, and I think business leaders understand that, and we incorporate those ideas into our courses.
Also, there's the very lucrative government contract side of things, too. I would think businesses would be interested in getting the government's business as well.
Sure. So demand comes from various sources.
Right.
The government obviously needs services. They produce goods, whether it's roads or items for our Defense Department, whether it's the U.S. Post Office. You know, we have a variety of ways to gain revenues if you're a private organization through the government. So, yeah, these are important, and it's large. And, of course, when we talk about demand estimation and where your markets are, looking at government sources of demand is something critical that we look at.
Do you have a connection with the Small Business Administration here? Because there is an office here.
We don't have the Small Business Administration office within our university or the business school. We do work a lot, though, with small businesses and small business creation. So entrepreneurship is a big part of what we teach in the Lubar School of Business. We have business competitions, business plan competitions for new business creation. We have a venture capital fund that came from a very generous donation of $1 million to fund our students who have needs of financing to take their ideas farther. We work closely with the other schools and colleges within the university on new business startups, especially with engineering. We just launched a new certificate program with the engineering school here at UWM, which we call the Technology Entrepreneurship Certificate. It's both at the undergraduate and graduate level. So there's a lot of things that we do about small business. You know, creating new businesses in Milwaukee and Wisconsin is critical, and we are working hard to help that.
So how do you see the business education of the future? How do you see it evolving? What's a business degree going to look like, say, in 2050, do you think?
That's a good question. We're always looking to the future. It takes a while to plan. And clearly there's a big question now in terms of what should be taught in business, right? What the curriculum should look like, what concepts will be important now versus later. We know that business has gone global. It will become even more global. It will certainly become more fluid. Where you make things will change more often based upon changes in the cost of making things, you know, as the economies change from one country to another. We know that the workforce will be more mobile, will be more flexible. We know that our students who graduate from universities will probably have 7 to 10 jobs or different companies that they work for throughout their career compared to the 1 to 2 that used to be true. We know that that requires different types of education and training, different management philosophies and thinking. And we know that information technology will continue to advance. making it easier to connect with people anywhere at any time. And that will affect how we deliver courses. Right now, we have gone to some online instruction. Our business minor program, for example, is offered completely online. We have 3 certificate programs that are offered completely online, including business analytics and enterprise resource planning and this new technology entrepreneurship certificate program that I mentioned. And we are now considering the potential of degree programs online. But if we go online, we want to make sure that they're the highest quality programs, not just something simple that any university or any school could do. We want to make sure that it connects to our mission, it connects to our business connections, and it connects to Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
So you see no end to this. I mean, this is going to continue to evolve, and this is going to continue to be an important facet in both education and in the community at large.
Business education is always going to be important. Everything that we do is business-related. Even if you're a nonprofit organization, we work with the nonprofit hospitals in town. We educate their leaders. We are talking to their leaders about potential joint programs that include an MBA, for example. So it doesn't matter whether you're a for-profit corporation, if you're large or small, if you're a startup, or if you're a nonprofit charitable organization, the business concepts are always there. You have to manage a business. You have to manage your resources well. Because even for a nonprofit, you have limited resources. You need to manage them well and be effective to achieve your mission in the best way possible. And that's all about business.
Well, Dean Spahn, I want to thank you very much for taking time to talk with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Timothy Smunt is the dean of the Lubar School of Business at UW-Milwaukee. He's the 5th dean in the school's history, and he's served in the position since 2009. Our conversation with him was the latest in a series of interviews recorded on the 6th floor of the University Club of Milwaukee. Frank Lloyd Wright is best known for his architectural designs, but a new book argues that it's his thinking itself that was truly visionary. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns right after this.